Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming out 8:30 in the morning, Friday, the last day of the conference. We appreciate that. My name is James Webb. I'm the CIO for West Texas A&M University. With me, I have Laura Hossel. She is the manager of Instructional Technology Services, and Dr. DeArmond from the College of Business. So we want to talk this morning about WTA Muse Journey for Pervasive Video. West Texas A&M University, we're located in Canyon, Texas, founded in 1910, have a rather large service area that extends across the top 26 counties of the state of Texas into Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. We're also part of the Texas A&M University System Trans-Texas Video Conferencing Network. That is a rather unique network in which it connects hundreds of video conferencing sites across the state of Texas. They're also our commodity internet service provider. And Texas A&M University System was recently awarded the BTOP grant, federal stimulus grant, to expand the network infrastructure. So West Texas A&M, we're going from an OC3 155 megabit circuit to a gigabit circuit and be fully connected to the LEARN, Lone Star Education and Research Network. So there's a lot of exciting things going on in the state of Texas regarding bandwidth and video conferencing. But why the case for pervasive video? So some of the things that we've seen, I think our student population has grown almost 20% in the last decade. So we saw the need for improved student communications. And IT very much has the power to impact student engagement, retention, the overall student experience. Real-time communications with the campus is essential. We tested response rate, open rate with our email communication. We had about a 6% open rate with our students when we sent email. How many of you in the audience today have a similar situation with student email? See, a lot of people. They just don't read email. I think a lot of student organizations